And now, with midterm elections on our mind, we turn to our Friday political commentators, E.J. Dionne of The Washington Post and David Brooks of The New York Times. Good to see you again.
Good to be here with you.
E.J., let me start with you. You went to North Carolina this week for a debate between two candidates for a hotly contested U.S. Senate seat. It's the incumbent Democrat Kay Hagan and her Republican challenger Tom Tillis. The themes, the language you heard in this debate, did it sound to you like a pretty good template for the 2014 midterm election overall?
Well, it is a good template, and it's an especially good template for Democrats, because everywhere Republicans want this election to be about President Obama. And Tom Tillis, the Republican, mentioned that Kay Hagan voted with Barack Obama 96% of the times, 10 times during the debate, no matter what the question was. And for good measure, if you missed it, twice afterward at a news conference. But what Kay Hagan has going for her is, if voters don't like Washington, they also don't like the very conservative state government in Raleigh. And Tom Tillis is the Speaker of the House of Representatives, and he's pushed through sort of voter suppression, vote restrictions on voting, what I would see as voter suppression legislation. He's opposed the Medicaid expansion. He's cut money from schools. That is a very big deal in North Carolina. So you had her argument is the Republicans in Raleigh are terrible. You can't send him to the Senate. His argument was that Democrats in Washington were bad. I think she's got a special advantage because Raleigh is there for her.
David, let me ask you about that. Along with linking Democrats to President Obama, your paper, The New York Times today, leads with a story headlined "Cry of GOP in the Campaign, All is Dismal." The running theme for Republicans, according to the story, is "We are not safe." And I want to play a little bit of a campaign ad for Republican Wendy Rogers. She's a former Air Force pilot. She's running against Congresswoman Kyrsten Sinema in Arizona.
Terrorist threats are growing. Are we secure? Are we protected? Keeping us safe and secure is Congress's job. Kyrsten Sinema hasn't done her job. Sinema.
And David, one of the interesting things about this ad is that originally the Wendy Rogers campaign included video, photo of the ISIS hostage, journalist James Foley, with a knife at his throat. Democrats call that reprehensible. They took that footage out. What do you make of messages like this one? And do Republicans run a risk of going too far?
Well, first, in politics, you never run a risk of going too far. You know, it is a security campaign, I guess. The ad is particularly scary. You want to take a Valium, but the polls show it does work, and particularly works with women. To be honest, if you look at the Democrats have been trying to accuse Republicans of running a war on women, and Republicans have countered with these security ads. And the evidence, the polling evidence so far, is that the Republicans are doing okay. So in the last New York Times poll, Democrats were going through 43% of women were voting for Democrats, 42% for Republicans. So an even split. By historical standards, that's a big win for Republicans. And you're seeing this in state after state. Whereas there used to be this huge gender gap, it's a much smaller gender gap this year. And Republicans are doing decently with women, probably because of security threats.
EJ, what about that? I mean, how potent a message might this be for Republicans? And what message do Democrats have to counter with, given President Obama's pretty dismal, unfavorable numbers?
Steve Bannon, the liberal blogger, I thought put it best. He said the slogan is, if you're afraid of pretty much anything, vote GOP. And that's what they're trying to do. And it's a campaign like the one they ran after 9/11 in 2002. I think that we may have hit a peak in this campaign. And it may be going down. A lot of Republicans are using this fear to kind of revive the immigration issue. Scott Brown ran an ad against Senator Jeanne Shaheen that's basically suggested ISIS is at the gate. And you're seeing that in a lot of other states. But I think that we may have hit a peak in this. Ebola has sort of brought it back to life. And there is this weird confluence of Ebola and the terrorism fear. But again, Steve Bannon made a good point, which is Republicans are saying we can protect you. But by the way, we're going to slash all these public budgets, including for the CDC. So I think there's a ready response.
If I could just say, I think this is the most uncreative campaign I've ever seen in my life. I can't think of one single new argument. The Republicans are doing, well, we're the daddy party, they're the mommy party. They've been doing that for 20 years. The Democrats are saying a bunch of right-wing extremists. They've been doing that for 20 years. It's a completely paint-by-the-numbers campaign. I'm not actually sure why the Democrats are doing that. We're in a campaign where you're running a national election with an unpopular president. The last time that happened was 2006, and George W. Bush was the unpopular president. Republicans were really hurt at the end of the day. All the voters swung back, and they basically punished Republicans for Bush's unpopularity. If I was Democrats, I would not want that to be happening because you're going to get punished for Obama's unpopularity. I'd try something new, but it's sort of paint by numbers so far.
Quick footnote to that. Republicans' advantages, Obama's unpopular, Democrats' advantages, still a lot of people don't want to vote Republican, and that's why the campaign, one reason why it's so negative.
Well, David, let's end with this. Your column today is all about money in this year's campaign and the effects of the Citizens United decision from the Supreme Court. Spending this cycle, as you write, is more than double what it was at the same point in 2010, four times higher than 2006. But your argument is that the spending matters less. Why? Yeah.
Well, in general, spending doesn't matter that much to electoral outcomes. It's vastly overestimated. But it really doesn't matter when both candidates are well-funded. If everybody's run like 5,000 ads, and they raise another $10 million and they run 5,000 more, that next 5,000 really does nothing. And so because so much money is flooding into the system, pretty much every Senate candidate and most competitive House races are completely well-funded. And so to me, they sort of have a perversely a level playing field now. And what matters is the quality of the message and not whether you can run those extra 5,000 ads.
E.J., briefly.
Robert Wiseman, president of Public Citizen, has the answer. I totally disagree with David. Robert Wiseman says it doesn't balance out if you have billionaire Republicans battling billionaire Democrats. They are setting the agenda more than the candidates. Second, these outside group ads are incredibly negative. They are really boosting up the divisions in the country. And so I think Citizens United is aggravating alienation, and it's aggravating polarization, and it's having a real effect.
Okay. E.J. Dionne of The Washington Post, David Brooks of The New York Times. Thanks to you both.
Thank you.